News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
An increase in European wholesale gas prices has sparked fears of a major surge in residential electricity and gas prices in Ireland. And Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Charlie. Now, people will be worried about this because, first of all, they're all broke after Christmas. And second of all, it's absolutely freezing out there at the moment and people want to keep their houses warm. How quickly are we likely to see the effects of any hike in European wholesale gas prices in our retail bills?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Ciara. Couldn't come at a worse time. Heating systems are on permanently at the minute, and we're not looking forward to bills. The good thing is there's another energy credit due. The problem is wholesale energy prices are just not coming back the way we had expected them to come back. There was depressing information from the CSO for wholesale gas prices in this country in a few days ago, and they were saying that in the last year alone, the cost of wholesale gas is up 19%. Now, half of what your electricity bill is made up of is accounted for by wholesale gas costs. So okay, it's hugely important. We use an awful lot of gas to generate electricity in this country, and obviously if you have a gas supply, that's the European price will determine what you're paying. So you're absolutely right, the Russians and the Ukrainians have ended a transit agreement which saw
gas stopped this week, didn't it? So
it stopped on New Year's Day because the Ukrainians said they weren't going to fund the war effort by the Russians. So that's about 10% of European gas. The hope is that that's priced in, you know, that we could see this coming, that the gas traders saw coming. It doesn't, but unfortunately, it doesn't mean that there isn't a shortage of gas in Europe. We're tending to turn in Europe towards LNG, liquefied natural gas, but we just don't have sufficient port facilities to bring
and
all
ours,
of that in.
Ours comes in through the UK, I believe. It doesn't come in via Russia, but nonetheless, the prices are all linked to each other.
Charlie, they're all the same, really, Ciara. Yeah,
Charlie. So what are we likely to see by way of price hikes here, and how soon might they happen?
Well, look, the hope is that we don't see a price hike. Look, that we've got to keep our fingers crossed that we don't. It's just this situation is raising fears that, at the very least, we're not going to see any more cuts. And the last couple of reductions in prices last year were pretty poor, really.
Negligible.
I mean, the last one was Electric Ireland, the ESB-owned biggest supplier of electricity to households. Their reduction was 3%. Now, they did say they'd absorb some of the network increases, the network charge increases that are being put on by the regulator, but 3% wasn't much of a reduction. And that was the most recent one. So,
storage facilities for it here either, so we're not very energy secure that way. Can I ask you as well, with regard to all of this, you mentioned the energy credit that is due. Lots of people will be aware of it, but some people won't. How much is it, and when is it likely to land in somebody's bill?
It's another €125 due, so that'll be welcome news. Uh-huh. Then after that, the next battle is we have a reduced VAT rate on our energy bills at the moment, down from 13.5% to 9%. It's due to go back up to 13.5% in April. There will be war if that happens because, you know, energy is still a big issue for people. We're probably paying about €900 more if you have gas and electricity than we did before the Russians invaded Ukraine. And the other thing is carbon tax. That'll go up on your gas bill from May the 1st. So, you know, none of these things are good. You know, and we this year as well, the levy, the PSO levy, they call it, it's to fund wind farms, essentially. That has increased by about 42 euros over the year. And there's a €100 increase spread over the year on our network charges. So the last thing we need is wholesale gas prices to go up and then to see, at the very least, no more reductions in prices or possibly an increase. So fingers crossed that wholesale gas prices come back a bit.
We shall watch this space. Thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Charlie Weston, their personal finance editor, The Irish Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.